Our scripture reading today comes from the book of 1 John. This is not the Gospel of John, but written in the style of John. Could be John, we don't know. But there are three letters. They're all three very short: 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. This passage in 1 John 3 is partly considered the other love passage. You're probably familiar with 1 Corinthians 13, right? That talks about love is patient, love is kind. This is another one of those passages that says love is. And we hear what Jesus tells us. This is not Jesus, but we hear what Jesus has taught us that love is. So I invite you to rise in body or in spirit for the reading of God's word. It comes from the Contemporary English Bible. Don't be surprised, brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. We know that we have transferred from death to life because we love brothers and sisters. The person who does not love remains in death. Everyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life residing in him. This is how we know love. Jesus laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. But if a person has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, and that person doesn't care, how can the love of God remain in him or her? Little children, that's you, by the way, let's not love with words or speech, but with action and truth. This is how we will know that we belong to the truth and reassure our hearts in God's presence. Even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts and knows all things. Dear friends, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have confidence in relationship to God. We receive whatever we ask from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of the Son, of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love each other as he commanded. The person who keeps his commandments remains in God, and God remains in him. And this is how we know he remains in us, because of the Spirit he has given to us. This is the inspired word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Not only is this a passage about love, it's a passage about friendship. If you were to ask three people to tell you about friendship, you would probably get three or more very different responses. One may tell you that the meaning of a particular close friendship has been the source of life for you, a source of spiritual and emotional support through difficult times. A second person may talk about how friendships have offered resources to help a person achieve their goals in the way that she has learned about God and seen God at work in various people. A third person may talk about the potential dangers of friendship, friendships that we thought were friendships but turned wrong. Or this person may have a teenage daughter who has developed some friendships that are problematic, ones that are there's fear of turning the daughter in a way that will lead her into long-term harm. You know what I'm talking about. This person believes that friendship is one thing that you need to be really, really careful about. Of course, we would say that all of these are true, right? We know about all those kinds of friendships in our lives. And friendship is a complex and variable relationship that can provide us with moral and spiritual support and can also set us on paths that are deeply destructive to us. The destructive potential of friendship is linked to how important that friendship is in our lives. Friends are so significant in our lives that the wrong kinds of friendships we get sucked into, and they do us great harm. The solution, my friends, is not to give up on friendship, for it is way, way too important for human life. Friendship is the underlying theme of many stories in the Bible. You may be familiar with the story of Ruth and Naomi, a friendship between mother and daughter, or mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. David and Jonathan, David the king and Jonathan the son of the other king. Jesus and his beloved disciple and the 12 disciples. Paul and Timothy, another one of those friendships that is made out of God's love. Most of all, through Jesus' life and sacrifice, we are made friends with God. Jesus' sacrifice gives us that friendship with God, somebody who we could not have an intimate relationship were it not for Jesus. It's kind of daunting to think about being friends with God because we are broken people who probably feel unworthy. I know I do. Jesus' model in 1 John is one place in Scripture that shows the importance of friendship. A friendship worth anything is based in love. John speaks of this kind of real love as an action, not a feeling. We are familiar with the feeling of romantic love, but he's talking about real love that produces selfless, sacrificial actions about giving ourselves for another person. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. I've known her for over 8 years, and she's been in one of the churches that I served. And we crossed paths in a variety of ways in that church. And through our serving together in youth ministry and Vacation Bible School, we were able to form a friendship that went beyond just basic friendship, but one built in Christian love and one of supporting us in our calls in ministry and our calls in serving God. On many occasions, as her pastor, I was there to help her as a friend through times in crisis. But our friendship grew beyond pastoral and friend. Friendship is the central role that plays in the life of Christians in churches, in small groups, in Sunday school classes. That is a critical role. And each of us was created for various purposes in our lives, and it's in those gifts that we have that we come together in different kinds of friendships. Friendships are, you know, it's not marital love, it's neighborly love. It's contributing value to each other's lives through the friendship. Friends help us see who we are inside and like us on our good days and like us on our bad days, right? True friends will put up with us through the good and the bad. And true friends see the light of Christ living in us and then encourage us to be a better version of ourselves by living into that light. Friends love us for who we are and expect us to become better people as well. This is the kind of love that Jesus is talking about and the friendships that we have through Jesus Christ. Here again, the words from today's scripture. Trying to see if it was on the thing. We know love by this, that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Christian love in Jesus Christ, calls us to reach out to our friends in need. And not just to say that we'll be there for them if they need us. Give me a call if you need something. Have you ever said that? Have somebody ever said it to you? Call me if you need me. Somebody is experiencing crisis, you say, call me if you need me. The real friend doesn't wait for the call. The real friend goes over and says, what can I do? I'm here. What do you need? Listen, whatever it is. This kind of love calls us to reach out to our friends in need and not just give lip service to being a friend and in love and loving them. I spent the last 3 days, and I had my sermon done early in the week because I knew I had a busy week. My joy this week is that I got to see talented young people at Iowa City West High perform Les Mis. Tremendously gifted people. And has anybody familiar with that musical? Just pre-French Revolution, beautiful, beautiful music. It's a powerful story. And after four shows, two on Saturday and one Thursday and Friday each, I watched it from different vantage points, different places in the theater. My son, actually, Ethan, had a leading role in it. And after four shows, I was able to really grasp the profound meaning of that story. And it's a story of love. It's a story of laying down one's life for one's friend. If you're familiar with the story, there are multiple instances where one lays down one's life for their friends. If you're familiar with the story, Fantine lays her life down for her daughter, Cosette. Jean Valjean lays down his life for his daughter's fiancé, Marius. Eponine lays down her life also for Marius. There's two love interests going on. And the revolutionaries lay down their lives for the oppressed people living in France. It's a powerful story of laying down our lives. And as I watched it, it became very evident that you needed to hear about that in my sermon. My question for you is, how do you lay down your lives for others? Do you lay them down to the point of self-denial? Or do you just do it when it's convenient? That's really the difference in Christian love. Do we do it when it's convenient, or do we do it out of sacrifice? Self-denial means that in the middle of the night, you take your friend, your loved one, to the hospital if they need it. Sacrificial love means that you babysit for your neighbor whose daycare provider got sick and couldn't do that for you. Self-denial can mean taking a friend or a loved one to the doctor, to the store, to the grocery store, to all the different things they do because they can no longer drive because of health issues. The writer of this epistle in John, who we think maybe was an apostle, but who knows, of John the apostle, we don't know for sure. He's talking about in the Gospel of John, at the end of Jesus' life on the cross, he sees his mother at the base of the cross. And he says to John, one of his disciples, he said, John, she is now your mother. He is now your son. The sacrificial thing happened even as Jesus was sacrificing himself on the cross. John, the disciple, was sacrificing himself by taking on the mother of Jesus as his mother. That's a sacrifice that John took on. John denied himself and took that on. Real meaning in our life does not come from the jobs that we have. It doesn't come from the material possessions that we collect in our lives. Real meaning in life doesn't come from having a certain status or a certain income. Real meaning comes from knowing and acting out in real and true love. If we're to truly experience this real love, then we must give ourselves to the point of sacrifice. We're called to lay down our lives literally for our brothers and sisters. One might argue that we would do that for people that we know and love. One would say that I'm willing to do that. And Jesus would say, yes, I'm glad. Jesus would also say that we need to extend that love beyond our circles, our families, our church, into the community and share that love with others. Today's title of the sermon is Reaching Out. Jesus calls us to love beyond those around us who are easy enough to love and to love others outside our circles. What would happen if we took Jesus' words to heart? What would happen if we loved beyond the church and loved beyond our friends and families and our workplaces and our neighborhoods? What would it look like if we extended Jesus' love to the new people that move into town? They might not be like us. They might not act like us and think like us. They might not worship like us. But we're called to love them. What if we reached out to people that needed to go to the food pantry? What if we connected at a more intimate level with those who come for shared blessings? What if we didn't just cook a meal for them, but we showed love to them by building relationship with the people that come to shared blessings? What if we loved Jesus like Jesus and did it sacrificially? What if God got loose in the world because we loved like Jesus? Do you realize it would take care of all the problems around the world if everybody loved like Jesus? We wouldn't have war. We would have peace if everybody loved like Jesus. Seems like we can't accomplish something like that, but we can in our own circles. We can in our own towns. And we can do amazing things one person at a time, loving one incident at a time. When friendship forms between God and humans, it's then that we love like Jesus. It's then that we act out in justice. To legitimately call ourselves friends of God's means that we need to embrace who God wants us to embrace. It's a daunting task to love sacrificially. It's a daunting task to lay down our lives for those in our midst, right? Could we really do it if we are called to task? On Good Friday, Jesus did it for us. That's what Good Friday is all about. Jesus laying down his life for us. Sinners. We're all sinners. And Jesus laid down his life for us so that we could know eternal life and salvation. We're not called to do that. We're just called to lay down our lives for our friends and the people in our community. Think of Jesus' sacrifice and just do a little bit of it and see what profound changes can happen. Let us pray. Almighty and loving Lord, laying down our lives for our friends is maybe sounds easy, and we say that we would do it, but do we really love like you do? Show us the way to love those in our midst, those who we may overlook, those beyond our walls. In your name we pray. Amen.